Arriving now at the doorway of the communications office, Tench felt alive with the thrill of the fight. Politics was war. She took a deep breath and checked her watch. 6:15 p.m. The first shot was about to be fired. She entered. The communications office was small, not for lack of room, but for lack of necessity. It was one of the most efficient mass communications stations in the world and employed a staff of only 5 people. At the moment, all 5 employees stood over their banks of electronic gear, looking like swimmers poised for the starting gun. They are ready, Tench saw in their eager gazes. It always amazed her that this tiny office, given only 2 hours head start, could contact more than 1/3 of the world's civilized population. With electronic connections to literally tens of thousands of global news sources, from the largest television conglomerates to the smallest hometown newspapers, the White House communications office could, at the touch of a few buttons, reach out and touch the world. Fax broadcast computers churned press releases into the inboxes of radio, television, print, and internet media outlets from Maine to Moscow. Bulk email programs blanketed online newswires. Telephone auto-dialers phoned thousands of media content managers and played recorded voice announcements. A breaking news web page provided constant updates and pre-formatted content. The live feed-capable news sources, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, foreign syndicates, would be assaulted from all angles and promised free live television feeds. Whatever else these networks were airing would come to a screeching halt for an emergency presidential address. Full penetration. Like a general inspecting her troops, Tench strode in silence over to the copy desk and picked up the printout of the flash release that now sat loaded in all the transmission machines like cartridges in a shotgun. When Tench read it, she had to laugh quietly to herself. By usual standards, the release loaded for broadcast was heavy-handed, more of an advertisement than an announcement. But the president had ordered the communications office to pull out all the stops. And that they had. This text was perfect. Keyword rich and content light. A deadly combination. Even the newswires that used automated keyword sniffer programs to sort their incoming mail would see multiple flags on this one. From White House Communications Office, subject, urgent presidential address. The President of the United States will be holding an urgent press conference tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from the White House briefing room. The topic of his announcement is currently classified. Live audiovisual feeds will be available via customary outlets. Laying the paper back down on the desk, Marjorie Tench looked around the communications office and gave the staff an impressed nod. They looked eager. Lighting a cigarette, she puffed a moment, letting the anticipation build. Finally, she grinned. "Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines."